This is Texans Huddle, and we are happy that you're with us. Drew Doherty, Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Texans. Good to see you, Meta.
Hello, Drew. I'm back.
I'm back. You're back. We're back. And training camp is back. July 31st, it all starts on a Sunday morning. Thank goodness. We can't wait to get things going for training camp. What's your favorite part of August training camp, all that goes on?
You know, it's like most practices, Drew. I love 11-on-11 teamwork at training camp when you have the ones against the ones. That's first team against first team. Usually in practice during the regular season, the first team faces a scout team on each side of the football. Well, in training camp, you have that first team versus first team competitive flavor going on. And when the crowd is there and you have that action going on and you see some people make some tremendous plays, DeAndre Hopkins, for instance, J.J. Watt, you do get a lot of excitement out there. And the players really feed off the fans. So I like that fan-team interaction, especially when it's full squad.
Yeah, so there's that extra juice when the fans are there. We heard your favorite part. But here's what the players love most about the preseason and training camp. What's the main goal for you? What do you work on the most in training camp?
The most in training camp? Literally every day. You take a short-term approach. So every day I come out and I work on something different. But that's one thing each day I try to get better at, whether that's my hand placement, whether that's pass protection. Every day I'm working on something to get better at.
One, being in shape. Two, probably be mentally prepared for, whatever. If it's the weather outside, cadence or whatever, just being aware of everything around you.
Learning the playbook. Getting in shape, well, you should be in shape, but just getting in even more better shape. And working your craft during training camp.
Preseason games, what's the most important thing for you? Because guys play varying amounts, and what do you learn the most? What do you gain the most from preseason games?
I don't know if I've played in a preseason game.
But that's what
years,
I mean. When you're on the sideline, what do you gain?
Yeah.
What do you...
I think you gain, it's funny. You almost learn more when you teach somebody else something. So I think you gain a lot of knowledge by helping the younger guys, by helping the guys that are out there playing all the reps. So you see something from the sideline that you wouldn't normally see if you're in the game, and you can help a younger guy with that, in turn helping yourself. And you see the game from a different perspective. And I really enjoy that time that you get to spend with the young guys, because you get to share the experiences you've had, and you get to share that knowledge with those guys and give them some tips that they might have gotten.
To get any rust off, it's always fun because you go against each other so much in training camp. And to go out there in a stadium environment, going against someone you're not as familiar with, it just triggers different things in you mentally, that you have to, prepare for, and just things that kind of go away as the offseason comes about. So you just have to knock the rust off and just, get your feet wet.
I would say I focus on a lot of awareness as to what kind of situations we're in, things like that, and also see where I'm at improvement-wise on all aspects of my game, whether it's pass rush, run stopping, and coverage.
You gain, insight. You see what the rookie's going to do. You see what other players are going to do. And then, training camp, is the time that you see what everybody can do, because everybody's tired, everybody's sore. So you're going to see who's going to push through and keep going.
July 31st is the day. That's when training camp gets going. You brought up DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt as guys who draw oohs and ahs. Mm-hmm. Another one that might do some oohing and ahing this August, Jalen Strong.
Yeah, Drew, Jalen Strong came on strong late last year. The big catch against Indianapolis on the road. In fact, he was kind of a Colt killer, had that Hail Mary reception against the Colts. But really, it's the progress they showed in OTAs and minicamp that opened the eyes of Bill O'Brien. And I know Jalen is primed for a big year. You had a chance to catch up with him.
1 second to go from the 42, one snap. Hoyer gets the snap. And he airs it long toward the end zone, and it's caught by Jalen Strong for a touchdown. My goodness.
What got you most excited about this offense and, your growth year one to year two?
Just the mental phase of it. Everybody has a talent here in the NFL, but it's all about applying the mental part of it. This game is about 95% mental. Mm-hmm. Everybody could go out there and catch a pass and, jump over anybody, make an exciting play, but got to be smart.
And I imagine this offseason's been a lot easier in that regard because you're training for the combine, you're doing your pro day, you're doing all that stuff. You've probably grown a lot. What are some of the things that you grew in mentally, physically, all that other stuff?
Just knowing, you know, when to turn it on, when not to turn it on, you know, talking as far as being explosive, you know, everything is in a 100-mile-per-hour race. You know, you got to, you know, I watch guys like, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, you know, Antonio Brown, you know, they're smooth in and out of their breaks. And a lot of times you can't be real smooth when you go 100 miles per hour. And, you know, I think that I learned a lot just working with Hop in the offseason, working with Cecil in the offseason, even working with Brock in the offseason.
Yeah, what's that been like, meeting a new quarterback? And you just bring up the idea of pacing yourself or pacing.
Right.
What's that? How's that play into how you worked with Brock?
Just, you know, taking it one day at a time. You know, we're not in a rush to do anything, but we're trying to get work done, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
So, you know, just having Brock out there and, you know, Arizona training with us and stuff, just taking it one day at a time. You know, he's learning us and we're learning him. And eventually we're going to be clicking.
So with all that in mind, how important is training camp for you and what are you hoping to accomplish in training camp?
Training camp is very important for me. I'm hoping to set the tone in training camp, to set the tone for my 2016 season. And, as a receiving corps, we're hoping to set the tone, you know, as a receiving corps. You know, just let everybody know, you know, we're not partying with anybody this year. So all serious, all business.
Yeah, it's really exciting if you think about all the components to that receiving core you're talking about.
Right.
Everyone has a very specific skill set and a specific set of talents. It's got to make you pretty giddy, huh?
Right. It's crazy. We're all going to compete, and we're all going to have fun competing. We're all going to, you know, be hard on each other. You know, we're like a brotherhood. You know, even the young guys that just came in, you know, they're all, you know, coachable. And, you know, they're all, you know, ready to listen and ready to learn.
That's one of the main things, too, as far as being successful, is being coachable, isn't it?
Right. That's definitely the main thing. If you can't be coachable, if a coach got to tell you to do something more than two, really more than one time, you know, they, you know, shaking their head. So you got to be able to get it on the first time and correct it, at least show some effort that you're trying to correct it.
In all your time as a football player, going back to when you started to now, what's the best bit of football advice you were given and who gave it to you?
Best bit of football advice I was given was, as long as you look at it, you never drop it. You know, regardless of what it is, your dream, you know, football, you know, you keep an eye on the prize, you'll get it. So that's what I try to go after when I go to catch the ball. You know, I just try to look at the ball the whole time, all the way into my hands. And it's been working pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt. Who gave you that?
I want to say my high school wide receiver coach, Coach Al Crosby.
Okay. Salute to Al Crosby on that one. It's not just a good football, it's good life, as you say, and point out. What's Bill O'Brien like when you're a rookie, and what's he like when you're in your second year, third year, you're a veteran?
Well, when you're a rookie, I mean, he's all business. You know, he lets you know you got a lot to catch up on. You know, you're just a rookie. Mm-hmm. They're coming in here, and it's a privilege, you know, to be here. It's not owed to you. It's not given to you. It's a privilege to be here. And then when you come in your second year, it's like, okay, put a little time in, but I'm still on you. I'm not going to forget, you know what I mean?
Right.
You didn't make it yet. You haven't arrived yet. It's just your second year. And, you know, it just shows that he really cares, you know, about his players, and he really loves the game of football. He loves what we do. So, you know, he works, you know, real, real hard. And for us to show our appreciation for his hard work, we got to go out there and put it on the field.
I can't wait to see what he does.
Yeah.
And really the rest of this receiving corps, it's a dynamic group. Mm-hmm. And, boy, Brock Osweiler's got many toys to throw to.
He's got a lot to work with. You know, the offense, it might take a little time to gel, to marinate, to form that chemistry they're looking for. But when they do, it's going to be special.
Yes, it will. Okay, later in the show, we've got Dear Drew. We've got likes and stuff. Yeah. But coming up next, we're hitting the road. We're going all over Texas. So don't you go anywhere.